Alaska's Timber Jobs Task Force is looking for ways to increase logging and milling employment. Ed Schoenfeld reports on its recent meeting in Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales Island.
Governor Sean Parnell created the Timber Task Force earlier this year. It came at the same time he pulled out of the larger and more diverse Tongass Futures Roundtable. One of the panel's goals is to figure out ways to increase the amount of forest acreage that can be logged and milled. Member Elaine Price of Kaufman Cove is optimistic.
There's a market and there's a demand, but getting the supply to create these jobs is a problem, and hopefully the governor will be able to do something about that.
The panel met earlier this month in Price's hometown. State Forester Chris Mache says members continued their examination of the realities of what's left of the timber industry.
We had a report on the U.S. Forest Service timber program as it currently exists under the 2008 Tongass Land Management Plan and some of the difficulties in terms of the amount of volume that is being produced from that program or the lack of it.
Timber Task Force members also heard about the Forest Service's sale process. They also expected to hear suggestions from the public in person and through a teleconference link. But Mache says no one testified.
I think it's probably a reflection of people haven't had time to digest the first work products the group has put out, and I would expect we'll get more input as that becomes more widely known and available to people.
The task force has already sent one background research report to the governor. It's working on more on available timber volume and products that can be manufactured from Alaska wood. Mache says the focus is on Southeast.
The different tasks that are enumerated address different parts of the state. However, the majority of those tasks are focused on the Tongass.
He says the task force may recommend additions to the Southeast State Forest established about 2 years ago. It could also suggest creating new state forests, which are largely managed for timber harvests. Critics say the state and industry should have stayed in the Tongass Futures Roundtable. There, they could have continued meeting with environmentalists and other logging opponents, avoiding lawsuits and appeals that slow or block timber sales. The governor's office and others who withdrew say the roundtable wasn't getting anywhere. Price, whose hometown is a former logging camp, hopes the task force will succeed.
In Southeast Alaska, we have some high unemployment in a lot of the rural communities, and the timber industry could solve some of that if there was a supply again.
The next meeting is in December in Fairbanks. Members will look at woody biomass projects in the interior. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.